The Kintraw Doonies. A sad, horrifying tale from the cold hills of Argyll. There are so many tales of fairies in Britain, north, east, west and south. It's little wonder that many places have their own distinct kinds of magical people. The Doonies, or Dunnies, of Scotland, for instance, are said to resemble either wizened little old folk or ponies. Some lead lost humans safely home, whereas others have a more vicious attitude towards the invaders who took over their lands thousands of years ago. This emotional old saga tells of a farmer and his family in the wild and windy wastes of Kintraw in the western county of Argyllshire, and the story begins as sadly as it ends. The farmer's wife, you see, had given birth to three healthy children, two girls and a boy called Hetty, Betty and Archie. But when they were all only very small, she suddenly disappeared on the darkest, stormiest night imaginable. The local minister, Father Jock Martin, was a loud and angry man, well known for his long and fire and brimstone-filled sermons, and he commanded respect for many miles around. It did not take Father Jock long to decide for all that the farmer's wife was gone forever, perhaps washed out to sea by the floods of rainwater, and that everyone should thank the Lord that they'd been spared the same fate. The farmer's heart was smashed to smithereens by this, and the children cried enough tears to flood the farm afresh, but eventually they all realized that there was nothing for it but to build a life without their mother. Every Sunday, the farmer would obediently troop off to church and leave the children home alone. Hetty was only 10 years old, but she'd grown into such a sensible lassie that it was agreed she could easily be left in charge for an hour or two. One Sunday, the farmer returned to find the children smiling like he had not seen them smile in so long, since the loss of his wife, indeed.
"Why smile ye so, children?" the glum farmer asked. "And on the Lord's Day, too."
"Why, father, you'll not believe it," chirruped Hetty, "but mother has been here to see us after all. She brushed our hair and kissed us each 3 times, but she said she had to go away again before you came home."
The farmer's face flashed bright red.
"Believe it? Of course I don't believe it, my girl. Don't you dare talk of your mother like that. The poor woman's dead and gone, and that has to be the end of it. Do you see? Tell me you see."
The children were afraid to hear their father shout like this, but despite his protestations, they all seemed so certain of what had happened, even the farmer began to have his doubts. He could see that the children were on the verge of tears when he was so harsh with them, and so he relented and said,
"I will leave you here again when next I go to church. And you must ask this woman who says she is your mother where she has been and why she left us as she did. There is something more than fishy about this, my darlings."
The next week, once their farmer was once again at church, a pale figure appeared at the door and let herself in with her own key. It was indeed the children's mother, thin and pale as she now was, and though their hearts leapt to have her back among them, young Archie remembered his father's request. As mother combed his curls, a tear fell down her white face. He gazed up at her and asked,
"Mother, why did you leave us? Where did you go, and how have you come back?" "Oh, my darling Archie," she replied, "Hetty, Betty, I could never walk out on any of you. I love you with all my heart. But I got lost, and suddenly this little old man and little old lady with a little old pony came by and promised to take me to safety. They call themselves the good people, but I now know they are the Doonies, and they live under yon green hill. They took me in through a secret door, and now I have to look after them as best I can forever. They only allow me 1 hour's freedom every Sunday to come and see you, and now I can hear them calling once again." She kissed each child 3 times. "I'm sorry, my darlings. You know you have my love forever and a week, but I must..."
And she didn't even finish her sentence, but was suddenly gone. The children told their father what had been said when he returned from that Sunday's church service, and the look on the farmer's face was a picture never to be forgotten. He wanted to believe them, and in his heart he tried, but he could not believe in something as silly as the Doonies. And so the farmer did what he always did in these situations, and ran straight to Father Jock to ask the minister's advice. At the very mention of Doonies, the old purple-faced, white-whiskered zealot flew into a rage.
"Your children are lying, little fools!" he thundered. It is a disgrace to our Lord Jesus that anyone should be talking of such pagan nonsense in this modern day and age. And in fact, I shall give a sermon on this very subject next Sunday. Bring the children and let them hear what foolishness it is that they speak.
So that was what happened. There were no children at home the following Sunday to meet Mother if she had shown up. Instead, the poor, confused little ones sat in the church pews and heard Father Jock shouting and spitting from the pulpit at the blasphemy of even daring to mention the name of these so-called fairies, sprites, little people and godforsaken doonies in these days of our Lord, when we know such things to be the superstition of stupid children. Those who believe this nonsense and call it the truth will be going directly to the everlasting fires of hell. Hell, where demons poke you eternally in the behind with their jagged pitchforks, and Satan himself glories in your never-ending pain.
The children wept and wailed at this horrifying tirade, but their father insisted that they could never be any arguing with Father Jock, and eventually they had to admit that he seemed to be right. They returned to an empty cottage. None of them ever saw their poor, pale mother ever again. However, there was a macabre twist to this story just a few weeks later. A hill walker visiting the area stumbled upon a cold, stiff body stretched out on the very green hill said to be the home of the Doonies. The startled rambler turned this body over and saw a face wide-eyed in astonishment and bleached of all colour. Usually, it was an unhealthy shade of purple. Father Jock appeared to have been trampled by a pony, but each hoof mark was scorched into his skin like it had been made with a red-hot poker. "You do not speak against the Doonies," Hetty, Betty and Archie would one day tell their own children, "because they will be hiding somewhere and they will hear you, and they are easily offended." And when they said this, each of them held their own children tighter and kissed them 3 times each and thought of their long-lost mother. But Mother was never truly lost. Having waited too long for her children that one Sunday, she was barred from returning to the Doonies Hill. Instead, she became a cooniag. A cooniag is a kind of Scottish banshee, a spirit with no home to go to, who wanders abroad, never at rest. But as far as she travelled and as long as her shade persisted, the poor, pale mother always kept a special eye on those 3 children, who she loved so much. The End.